So this afternoon we're going to practice one more of the Brahma Viharas. We've practiced metta, unconditional kindness and friendliness. And yesterday Greg did guided meditation on compassion. And now we're going to do the third one, which is called mudita, and it's usually translated as sympathetic joy. And this Brahma Vihara is designed to cut through the feelings of separation, envy, and jealousy, and stinginess that we might feel sometime. So, karuna, compassion, we were looking at what was wrong with people suffering, and we care about their suffering. We want to alleviate their suffering. And mudita focuses on what is good in people's lives, their success, their prosperity, and their happiness. So instead of feeling jealous or stingy, we can instead feel joy. We can rejoice in the happiness of others. So this is not an easy practice. Not for me, anyway. I don't know about you, but it's very common when we hear someone, even, for example, even a friend, even a good friend, we hear that they won 10 million euros in the lottery or something like that, and then we feel jealous, and we think that it would have been better if we had won that money, because we could have put it to much better use than them. And when someone tells us about their new fantastic relationship, we might think that they're not worthy of this kind of happiness, since we don't have any fantastic relationship, we just have shitty and the reason that we feel like this is maybe because our society, what our kind of society is sort of built on career, making career, competition is a great thing. I mean, even from school, little kids learn to compete with each other. And to get somewhere, you have to compete with others. And usually it's the people with the sharpest elbows or a lot of money that really get to the top of this society. And so that's probably why we sort of, this feeling of mudita doesn't really come natural to us. So it's not that easy. So the concept of mudita can seem a little bit strange and idealistic, maybe too idealistic in this kind of environment that our society is. Why should we be happy when other people get the good stuff? Well, the answer is quite simple, because if we are happy both with our own happiness and others' happiness, we get double happiness. But somehow this is a bit hard to to realize in real life. So I was thinking that we should try to do a kind of meditation or contemplation on this. But first, I think we should do a preparatory, maybe it's the word, contemplation about ourselves. So I want you to just close your eyes and sit comfortably. Maybe if you want to, we can first do a little bit of metta for ourselves. So we can feel the heart center, and we can repeat some of the metta phrases. Whatever phrases it feels good to you, I just suggest a few, like May I have a good sitting today? May I have happy feelings? May I be free from pain? May my health be good? Just use some phrases that feels appropriate to you, something that you would like to happen in your life, some good things that you wish for yourself. And then we can also start thinking or contemplating what good qualities we already have. Think about something, some good deed we have done. We've been generous, helped people with something, or given our time to some good project, or whatever it can be that you can think of that you really appreciate about yourself, or something you've done, or some quality that you know that you have. Kindness, being kind to your friends or your pets, or giving some money to some organization, or help someone clean their apartment and move, or whatever it can be. Try to recall some good qualities and good deeds that you have done and feel good about them. Feel that you're a good person. You've done what you can to be kind and friendly to others. So when you have contemplated and felt some of your own good qualities and good things you've done, good things you wish you would happen, some metta for yourself, and some self-appreciation. Then we can go to the mudita meditation, and it is a sort of visualization. So I would like you to try to visualize that your best friend has gotten a really good job with really high salary, and they are talking about how good it is, what a luxurious office they've been given, and what nice colleagues they have, and what tasty lunches they have in this job. How fantastic everything is. And they're very happy that they have found this dream job. So just think about this for a moment, what that would feel like. What kind of emotions would rise in your mind? Would there be some feeling of envy? Maybe some disbelief? Maybe they're exaggerating, it couldn't really be that good, could it? Or would it be possible to be really happy and rejoice with them in their success? Would it be possible to let go of this? Any feelings of envy or jealousy or thinking that they're not worth getting that job, you have better qualifications, you should have had it instead, or any thoughts like that. Just be aware of possibilities. And then we can also contemplate what kind of emotions are more pleasant for ourselves to have, envy or happiness. There is a choice there we can make. To feel happy about others, the success of others, actually increases our own happiness. So it's really strange that it's sometimes very difficult to do that. We rather cling to some feeling of stinginess and jealousy for some strange reason. So we can also think of other situations, maybe real situations in our life, where this kind of thing has happened, that someone, a friend or relative or someone we read about gets something really good that we think that we would also want, and how we have reacted to that. What kind of emotions we have had. You can think about that for a moment, just what there are any instances of this in our own life, and how we reacted then. Another thing that can help this feeling of mudita, sympathetic joy, to arise, or to so we get a taste of it, is to think about maybe some person that you admire, some hero type thing, like somebody that you feel sort of embodies this good qualities, someone who is a really good, peaceful, happy person. And it doesn't have to be someone you know. It can be, you know, some sort of figure that you've heard of or seen in the movies or on TV, like Dalai Lama is maybe a good one example, or Nelson Mandela. Someone like that who really embodies some of the good qualities. And the traditional way of practicing mudita is the same as metta and karuna, that you can repeat some sentences, some phrases, and in mudita they are: may your happiness stay with you, may it continue and increase, or may your success be continuous and increase. May you be happy as long as possible. These kind of phrases you can wish for either this person that is easy to do it for, like someone who really is already a very highly praised and good person, or you can do it also for yourself. Very good to do it for yourself as well. If you think of anything, any happiness or success you have in your own life, you can also think about that, use those phrases: may my happiness and success continue as long as possible, may it increase. Or you can think of a friend also. This friend with a good job, maybe. You can wish that he or she can keep this nice job and that it will stay that way for as long as possible. Or if someone in your interview group here in the retreat reports something that sounds really pleasant and interesting, or some deep insight, how do you feel about that? If your own practice feels at that moment very dull and painful and boring, can you feel happy for them? for their good practice. Maybe it gets easier if you think about how impermanent everything is. All things, all emotions, all experiences are very impermanent and they change all the time. Tomorrow it could be the other way around. You could have the fantastic insights and good sittings while some other person gets the so-called bad ones, but actually nothing is bad in meditation. It's just another meditation object to be aware of, but we usually think about them as good or bad, or pleasant and unpleasant, rather. So when we see this, that this truth, the three characteristic, the characteristic features of life, impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, and the non-self. That's one of the important things to see in this practice, and when we see that, we can rather take the chance to be happy with others' happiness, because we know that happiness will come to us, and maybe non-happiness to them. Things always change, so why hold on to one's own happiness and not rejoice with others' happiness? It's a much easier way to live if we could rejoice with others' happiness as well. See that now they have the good fortune, the good karma has come to back to them, something they've done in the life that brings this good results. But it's all impermanent anyway. So this sort of more light way we can see life, we learn from this practice, so we don't have to be so centered on our own happiness and our own possessions and our own prosperity, or that we start seeing that we don't really own anything. It's all just a long process of change. And then it gets much easier to feel a feeling of mudita, to rejoice in the happiness of others. And then we get this double amount of happiness. So I read a quotation somewhere that mudita, sympathetic joy, is the divine smile on the face of the enlightened one. We don't have any Buddha figure here, but you've probably seen that all Buddha statues have this smile on their face, a slight smile. So that's the divine smile of mudita on the enlightened one's face. So for the rest of this sitting, can just continue to either contemplate mudita and or just continue practicing in whatever way feels good for you.